You're listening to an exclusive Cup of Joe morning show interview here on The Sound of Life.
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very, very much for calling. I appreciate that. I've been doing a little research on you, Christian. Man, you're some guy, man.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, man. I'm just a dad. I'm just a dad from Atlanta.
There you go. How would you... Well, you just said that in a couple of words. In one word, a dad. That would be pretty good. That would describe you.
Dad, yeah. I'm a dad. I'm a worship leader. I'm a friend. I'm a Starbucks lover.
I like the vanilla lattes myself, but you know, it's all right.
Oof, yeah. very good
and pretty good worship leader. And I was doing a little research. I did not realize that, and kudos to you for being born in, well, not Atlanta, because nobody's from Atlanta. So you're from Marietta, which is a pretty big community now, but you're from Georgia and you stay in Georgia, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so born here, raised here, I'm still here, and just happened. So lucky, man. Like, born in Atlanta, raised in Marietta, but I, you know, never would have thought that, you know, Passion would have landed here and the church would be planted here. I didn't have to move or go anywhere. It just all kind of happened in my hometown. So we stayed around. My wife is from Orlando, so we met in Birmingham and then moved here. So we had a short stint in Birmingham, but we're here, man. We're here.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because that must have been kind of a God thing, how you met, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were at Samford University in Birmingham, and, man, I met her, and we fell in love fast. I left school after I met her. I told her, I was like, hey, I think I was here just to meet you.
Oh, wow.
I came home and took an internship, like a worship internship at another church here in Atlanta. And through that, that's how I ended up meeting Louis eventually. And so that ended up being my schooling, taking that internship. So,
does she have any part in Passion by any chance?
Oh, yeah. So she serves on our women's ministry. It's called The Grove. So she's on the leadership team at the Grove and helps serve there. She's a big support to Shelley Giglio, who, you know, Louis's wife, and then she's a big part of what we do just in our house all together. But mainly she is a mom to our four kids and is raising them and just doing an amazing job. You know, especially when I'm on the road, she's a champion.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yes, indeed. I know how that is. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but, and a lot of people probably don't know this, but Louis and Shelley, I guess as a team, the Giglios, started the Passion. Did they start the church or the movement known as the Passion Movement?
Yeah, it's a little confusing, but yeah, Passion Conferences, the movement, started 20-plus years ago, actually, and it really was just a dream, a vision, in Louis's heart to see the college-age student, the university-age student, just come alive in Jesus and live for what matters most, which is the name and the fame of Jesus. And so for the past 20 years plus now, Passion's been gathering college students, you know, annually at our conferences. And I've been a part of it since 2005. But then out of the conference birthed the church, Passion City Church. That's 10 years old now, and so we've been going in Atlanta, and it's thriving and growing, and God is doing just some amazing stuff, and Carrie and I both are just so grateful to be a part of it, and like I said, just to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
You know, this church was launching, and we're like, hey, we're here. We're so connected to Louis and Shelley and the Passion Movement, and so when the church started, we were in.
I think it's kind of wild. I've always thought it was neat with Casting Crowns, because they're based out of Georgia too, and how they're so focused on their youth ministry. That's what's really important to them. And I thought, and by the way, we have a song every hour that's on the radio. So, you know, that's just a sideline
thing.
So it's obviously a God thing when something like that happens. At least I've been told that, you know, you never know what a bunch of people are going to really get a hold of and like enough. So it's on the radio, I guess. It's pretty wild.
Right.
And you must have done, a couple of songs.
Anyway,
you can't even keep track of all of them. When you look at the titles, you go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's true, man. It's just been such an amazing journey to be a part of the songs and the movement. And like you said, just the church, it's such a special thing. it really is such a grounding thing because, you know, the conference just happens once a year and the tours, you know, come and go, but church is every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm on my way. I'm on staff at our church as the worship pastor. And so, you know, after I talk with you, I'm headed in to lead our worship team.
Ooh.
And so it's such a grounding thing to be a part of a community, for our family to have roots in one place, to be known by people, and to walk with people day in and day out. I think it's how God intended it to be.
Man, you make me want to move there. I just happen to think Third Day started there, and Laura Story's there. And so what do? You just call up Laura Story and say, Laura, what you got in your head? What's in it? What's good?
Yeah.
What's I need?
Yeah, let's write a song, Laura. Laura and I have had a chance to work on a song together. I don't think it really ever saw the light of day, but she is amazing, and it really is. It's such a great community of artists and worship leaders here, and we're all cheering each other on. There's no real competition. It's just everybody going, hey, God's doing amazing stuff, and we all get to be a part of it. It's very cool.
I think that it characterizes all of you guys. You'd always take a back seat. God has given you a talent, and but it's all Him that gets the credit because He's the one that's working, giving you ideas. And like she said, if you're in God's Word, they just kind of come out. They're there. You get these ideas for songs and stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, Scripture is the greatest inspiration for what we're doing. Obviously what we do is, especially as worship songwriters, we're holding up these sacred truths, and that's a big stewardship. And so it has to be anchored in truth. But again, a lot of that inspiration comes from just being in church together with community and seeing what God's doing in our city. A lot of the songs you hear coming out of Passion are birthed out of what is happening here in our city in Atlanta, and it ends up impacting the world, which is a really cool thing.
I'm certainly glad you're coming to our neck of the woods. I don't know. They probably had to talk you into it. Kingdom Bound is a big deal. And Christian Stanfield. Is it Christian Stanfield and Passion? What's going to be there, Kingdom Bound, that Monday?
So Passion is,
Passion Music,
Passion Music. So it's me and then a couple of their worship leaders, Brett Yonker and Melody Malone. And then we have...
Ooh.
Our band, who is a part of our church in Atlanta, they're the best around. They're incredible, and we love it, man. We love being able to get outside of the four walls of our church and out of our city, and go see what is happening all over the country. And so, it's going to be a really cool thing to be there and meet you guys and see what's happening.
What do you tell people, like, to get them to come to a concert? Like, you make a pit stop on the way up or something, and somebody's like, where are you guys going? We're going to Darien Lake, man. Why should I come, too?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question. Honestly, I'm not sure people need another show, and I don't think people need another concert, and I don't think they need another great production. What I think they need is a touch from God, and... that's what we're praying for. And it's really not words, man. Like, I don't leave my four kids and my wife and our family and our community of friends here just to go do a concert. Like, to me, that's not a life well lived. I really want to come. We want to come to Kingdom Bound and bring the power of the resurrected King Jesus. And so that's what we're praying for. And that's what we're hoping for, that people come in one way, but they leave changed. Not because we played songs well, but because they encountered a living God. And so that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're praying for. And I hope people listening will come, because I think it's going to be amazing.
How big is that church that you're in, that the worship plays for? Just give me an idea.
Yeah, well, we have three locations. We have two locations here in Atlanta, and then we have one in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're kind of scattered, across the east coast here a little bit.
It's like a couple thousand.
In Atlanta on a Sunday we'll gather between 10,000 and 12,000 people.
What? What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So people are. Yeah.
Wow.
But Yeah, and that's set across a few different gatherings. You know, it's not just one big thing, but it's cool to see our city come out and just hunger for the presence of God and want to worship God. And so it's a cool thing to be a part of.
Christian, I don't know if you can tell if something special is going on in a concert or not, and you can always make up a story, I guess. And people say, what's something special that you remember, you know, in a concert?
Man, we have so many stories. You know, I think the cool thing about being, you know, at Passion and is meeting students along the way who have been at a Passion conference or a Passion tour and going, hey, I was at the Georgia Dome in Passion 2017 and I was one of, you know, 55,000 college students there, but God touched down into my life and here's what he said, and here's what he did. And just being able to go, hey, I remember that moment. Like, I remember that song. I remember that talk. God impacted my life too, you know, but to meet students who, like, the whole trajectory of their life is different because of what God did in those moments. That's why we do this. That's what it's all about, and that's what we're hoping for at Kingdom Bound.
One of the things that I didn't realize either is that you guys are very passionate about your ending modern-day slavery. I guess it's called the End It? That's your thing? The End It?
Yeah, it's called the End It Movement, and, you know, it started with Passion, but it's really grown beyond Passion. I'm not sure people would be able to make that connection at this point, which is very, very cool.
Wow.
So it's a stewardship. Again, you know, it's a stewardship when you gather. Like, this year we'll be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. We'll have 60,000 college students in one place.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't say that. I really don't say that to go, oh, what a big number. I just say that to say it's a stewardship. It's something that God has entrusted to us. And with that, we go, hey, our worship can't stay in the four walls of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's got to go out and touch the world. When you gather that many Jesus people in one place, the world should feel that. You know, our city should feel that. And so the End It Movement was really just, it was us going, hey, there's a massive problem here in the world today. Slavery still exists. There are people trapped in unimaginable horror today, right now, and it's not okay. And so we're going to do what we can with the platform we've been given to change that reality. And, man, I just got to say, these students just have risen up and, like, taken it. And they've made it their own, and they're going, hey, it's not okay, and we want to end it in our lifetime. And so the enditmovement.com, it really has become a true movement. It's the people's now. So it's very, very cool.
Well, God is really working through you guys. And like you said, going back to, I guess, to 95 when this whole thing started, my personal belief is that Louis Giglio has never really matured past the 30s. I mean, not matured, you know, not spiritually, but not really in his mind. He hasn't gotten out of the 30s yet, I don't think.
I don't know how he does it, man. For real, I totally agree. I'm like, he just had a birthday a couple days ago.
Oh,
he turned 61.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, man, you are still 31.
I know.
How are you do this? Just the stamina and the way he communicates, it's always so fresh. He's just such an anointed man, and I'm grateful that he's my pastor.
Yeah, indeed. Love you guys. Now, listen now. How can we pray for you? I mean, you've given us some really good ideas and clues and stuff, but, you know, you got a family. You got Carrie and, what do you got? One? You got a little baby?
So we have four. We have
four kids? Really?
Yeah.
How'd I miss that note? Wow. Man.
So my son is 12.
Oh.
He's going to be in seventh grade next year, so you can just pray for us. We're going to have a seventh grader.
Oh, no doubt about it. You're in trouble, man.
Yeah, no. But then we have three girls. We have nine, six, and four. And so, man, you can just pray. Yeah, pray for our family. You can pray for our church. You can pray for Passion Music. We're out traveling all the time. That God would protect us, but also just continue to inspire us and give us new songs and new vision. And it's an amazing ride we're on, and really, really grateful.
I like this whole worship idea, music, or whatever I just said. I like in this trend. It's really, really neat. It's very fresh. It's biblical. It's a God thing. And you're really touching a lot of people. Christian, I appreciate it. It was great to talk to you finally, man. I'm glad you're coming so we get in touch.
We're excited too, man. We can't wait.
Find out a little bit about what's going on. Thank you very much, Christian. God bless you, man. Take care and have a good time. What is it? It's a meeting with the worship team?
Yeah. Ooh. He's in the office now. Meet up with the worship team. So, yeah. you can pray for them. Me leading a meeting is funny. So.
Okay. Wish I was there. That's awesome.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I appreciate it, Christian. God bless you, man. Take care.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
You too. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Yep. Bye.
Right, bye.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.